In Israel today, the government said it would put what it called continuous military pressure on the Palestinian Authority and militant groups that have killed a number of Israelis this weekend. The government did not elaborate on the nature of the actions. Earlier today, at least four Palestinian police officers died when Israel carried out retaliatory strikes against Palestinian security installations in the West Bank and Gaza. The action followed two fatal attacks on Israelis. Last night, a Palestinian suicide bomber killed nine Israelis when he blew himself up in a crowded, ultra-Orthodox neighborhood of Jerusalem. Earlier today, a Palestinian sniper opened fire at a checkpoint in the West Bank, leaving 10 people dead. Joining me now from Jerusalem is Michael Matza, Mideast Bureau Chief of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Welcome, Michael.
Hello.
Michael, there's been more deaths on both sides. What effect is this having on the opinion of ordinary Israelis and Palestinians?
I think people on both sides are really weary by the bloodshed and the killing and really wishing that things could change. But while they're exhausted, at the same time, neither side is willing to give in or appear to be rewarding the other side for its tactics.
Who carried out these attacks on the Israelis, and why did they do it?
Well, there's something called the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade claimed responsibility. They do it, they say, because they want to resist the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, which has been going on since the 1967 Six-Day War.
The Palestinian Authority has condemned these latest attacks on the Israelis, but Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat seems unable to stop them. Where does this leave Palestinian leaders?
I was speaking with a Palestinian leader this morning in Bethlehem, who is a member of the Fatah faction, which is Arafat's faction. And he was describing how even when the Palestinian Authority calls for a ceasefire or condemns these kind of attacks, that there is a kind of a young guard amongst the Palestinian people who are members of these martyrs' brigades who feel that they can't be dissuaded when they see people dying, Palestinian people dying. And so this Fatah leader was kind of asking for some understanding that even when he tries to convince Aqsa Brigade members in their 20s that they should take a more peaceful approach, that he can't be persuasive in his arguments at a time when there's unprecedented killing on both sides.
Michael, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon promised when he was elected that he would guarantee Israel's security. Now, does all this ongoing violence make Israeli voters want to try another approach, maybe with a different prime minister, or does this solidify Israeli public opinion solidly behind Mr. Sharon?
No, in fact, it's not solidifying a public opinion. In fact, it's fracturing it a bit. The Israeli newspapers conduct weekly polls, and for the first time, last Friday's poll showed that Prime Minister Sharon's favorability rating or confidence rating in him was below 50% for the first time since he's been in office. There's been recently kind of a resurgence of the Israeli peace movement and a resurgence of resistance by reserve soldiers who say that they are willing to serve their country, but they don't want to serve in the occupied territories. And so Sharon's favorability has gone down, and you're also finding a kind of splitting of opinion in the Israeli public as well.
Michael Matza is the Mideast Bureau Chief for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He joined us from Jerusalem. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.